What's up, wellness seekers? I'm Damon Davis, your host, and I'm here to take you on an epic journey towards achieving true wellness in your life, the alignment of your spirit, your soul, and your body. If this is your first time tuning in on this program with me and some amazing guests that are here with me often, we explore on this show the latest research to help you discover how to get well. We have inspiring stories of people who have transformed their lives through wellness practices that they discover here. And if you've been here with me before, then welcome back. I hope you got your comfort drink. I do. I want you to sit back, relax, buckle in. Let's enjoy the ride, because we're going to uncover the secrets to meditation, mindfulness, the power of positive thinking, and the kind of stuff that impacts the soul, the seat of our affections, at a cellular level. That's right. We talk about exercise. Yuck. Come on. Nobody likes to be in the gym. Well, most of us. We talk about nutrition, food that heals and food that kills. But most importantly, we talk about you discovering your place in the world where purpose and destiny is real. But hey, we don't just talk about it here, we get it done. Every month, thousands of people call our centers here in Atlanta, Georgia, that's where I'm broadcasting from, and now Chicago, very excited about that, and soon cities like Jacksonville, Florida, Detroit, Orlando, New York, Birmingham, Dallas, Washington, D.C., come on, so many more cities coming online, where we show ordinary people from all walks of life that are going through tough stuff, how to integrate the practices that they learn here, the stuff that we talk about here, into our daily routine so that we can experience true wellness. So I want you to come on this journey with me and let's discover what it truly means to be well from the depths of our souls to the tips of our toes, where we're on a mission to discover our best life, to find balance and harmony, to discover the keys to living a healthy life, a fulfilled life, a prosperous life. Prosperity, what is that? It's not just about money. It's about nothing missing, everything, nothing broken, everything whole. When I tell you the thousands of people that connect with us, they're dropping 30 pounds in 30 days. Oh, yes, it's happening. They're getting off medication. Oh, yes, it's happening. They're learning to age properly. Come on, somebody. Somebody shouted right there. And it's happening. We're discovering how to boost our energy, how to sleep better, discover purpose and meaning in this life. And today, we're going to kick off part one of a multi-part series entitled Primary Food in You. Primary food. Now, I know the name might be a little confusing. I mean, there's food, right? And then there's food. What's primary food? Well, I'm going to explain it to you before we dive in. Primary food is everything in our lives that nourishes us and makes us feel good besides the actual food that we eat. So the stuff before what we put in our mouths. We're talking about relationships with family and friends, our career, purpose in life, our spirituality and a sense of fulfillment in this life, and even physical activity. Yeah, I said yuck earlier, but truly, I call it movement. We talk about nourishing our bodies, then we tend to only focus on the food that we eat. That's how it goes, you know. And there's so much that says, if you just learn to eat right, you can be right. Well, our health, our wellness is influenced just as much by these non-food aspects of our lives than the food that we eat. For example, think about how stress from work or strained relationships can affect our appetite and digestion. They do. Some of it is self-medicating, you know? Comfort food, they call it. Got to get that cheeseburger and fries and shake, and I'm getting hungry right now because we're stressed out and we find something to fill the holes in our life or to help us get through. For some, it's fulfilling a hobby or anything that could boost our mood and energy levels. That's why it's so important to pay attention to our primary food, the stuff before the stuff that goes in here, to make sure that it, primary food, is serving us well long before we're serving ourselves at that plate. So we ask ourselves questions when we look at primary food, when we go on a discovery to inspect what we're expecting in life. Questions like, are we happy with our job? Or is our job, J-O-B, just the thing that delivers us just over broke? Is it a job or a career? Is it we spend more waking hours at the place that we work with people that maybe we don't like than we do the people we love the most? So you better enjoy what you do and love what you do, or find, discover, rediscover that you can love what you do. Bloom where you're planted. God has a plan. Are we spending enough time with loved ones? Oh man, we don't have the kind of quality time with the people that we love the most because maybe we're not planning our days to have that quality time. It's so important. That's a primary food. Are we engaging in activities that fulfill us? Hobbies, going to church, being involved in community, painting a picture, singing that song. Listen, these are all important questions that we have to ask ourselves when we consider the journey to overall health and happiness, wellness. So, in summary, primary food is the foundation of health and well-being, and it's up to us, to you, to nourish it as much as we nourish our bodies with the food that we eat. Again, you can eat right and go to the gym and still be a mess because we're not focusing on the plate before the plate. Somebody got to tweet that. Write that down. That's fresh material right there. The plate before the plate, you know? That's what we got to think about. Those are the questions we got to ask ourselves. So what we're going to do on this program today is we're going to take some time to reflect on these primary foods. And we're going to make any necessary adjustments to live our happiest, healthiest life. So primary food is all about the things in our lives that nourish us and make us feel good beyond just what we eat. Here are the main areas that are considered primary food. I want you to write them down if you can. Relationships. Now this includes our relationships with our family, our friends, partners, and even coworkers. Relationships are so important. God made us to be in community, to have community with one another. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly. Relationships and community are so important. After all, God put two in that garden. After all, we are triune man created in the image of a triune God, and it is three and one. Community is so important. Career. Is there a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your life with where you spend your time that provides financial sustenance to your family? Are you just going through the motions? Or are you passionate and committed to be passionate and purpose-driven in the work that you do? So important. Spirituality, our connection to a higher power. It's not religion. We're not to be religious. We're to be in relationship with a higher power that helps us understand on a personal level the things that are important on the inside. It's our personal belief system. Be still and know that I am God. Physical activity. Oh, exercise is important, folks. But I call it movement in the world of Zoe. It's movement that nourishes our bodies, that gets things moving. A walk around the block, getting some natural vitamin D, getting off the couch, moving. It's so important. Primary food is more than just those big areas. I mean, all of what I just said, people know. Maybe one of two of those resonated with you. But there are things that can also be considered primary food. Our finances, our relationship with money, our understanding and view of money, its relationship with us, that we could create an environment where we are financially stable. Home environments, the place where we live, and the atmosphere that we create there? Is it an atmosphere of harmony? You wake up in the morning, you want to get into a routine. I don't know about you, but I seem to function better when things are clean and in order, and you know, my environment, my atmosphere is put together. It's so important. Education. Listen, man, we don't stop learning till we transition into eternity. So our personal growth is so important. And then finally, one of my favorite topics, creativity. I'm an artist. I'm an artist trapped in a businessman's body. What I really love to do is, and I discovered it late in my life, I love to sing. So now I'm expressing creativity through the art and the music and the writing. And there are other forms of creativity, but it's so important. You are creative. God created all things. He spoke it into existence. God was an artist and an engineer and a chemist and a builder and a businessman and a father. All of these different areas, they create a balanced life, a fulfilled life that supports our overall health and our well-being on this journey to wellness. So when we only think about the food that we eat, we're missing a big piece of the puzzle. For example, we could eat the healthiest diet in the world, but if we're stressed out at work or we don't have a fulfilled relationship, it can still have a negative impact on our health. That's why it's so important to focus on our primary food first, the plate before the plate. By nourishing our primary food, we're setting ourselves up for success when it comes to our health goals. And we're going to set some goals on this show. We won't achieve our goals if we don't first, we can get to how to eat, how to deal with the body, right? And we can get to all that stuff that has to do with working out and movement and the food and to come. But if we don't nourish the primary areas of our life, we're not really accomplishing anything. We want to feel fulfilled in these other areas of our lives. We're more likely to make healthy choices and stick to healthy choices and routines if our primary food world is put together and operating properly. If we're happy with our job and we have a supportive relationship structure, then we're more likely to have the energy and the motivation to exercise regularly, for example, right? That's not to say that the food we eat isn't important. It absolutely is. But focusing on our primary food first creates a solid foundation that can help us make healthier choices and stick to them in the long run. I think you're getting the picture that primary food must be our first focus when it comes to our health and our well-being. By nourishing the non-food areas of our lives, we're going to create a foundation that will help us make healthier choices, and we will stick to them in the long run. So, we're going to take some time in this series to reflect on our primary foods, and we're going to make these necessary adjustments together to live our happiest, healthiest, best life that we can. I want to start with relationships, if I can. We're 13 minutes into the show. It goes so fast. But we're going to start there. We're referring to the connections that we have with people in our lives, whether it's our family, our friends, business partners, coworkers. According to a study by Brigham Young, the study said that people who have strong social connections have a 50% increased likelihood of survival than those who don't. You can look it up. It's a published study. There's another study that was published in a medical journal. I think it's PLOS. Look it up. That said that people with strong social connections had I couldn't believe it when I read it. Again, a 50% increased chance of surviving a heart attack. What? Our relationships have that kind of profound, or absence of them, by the way, have that kind of profound effect on our health? Absolutely. In fact, you can be sick, diseased, waiting for a miracle, living the perfect life in terms of how you eat, doing everything that the doc tells you to do, You're moving, and yet you have no relationship equity, and your chances of survival, of breakthrough, of getting through, of overcoming is less than 50% than those who have a strong network and understand the value proposition in relationships. Some of you know Esther Pearl. She is a relationship expert and a psychotherapist and one of the best. And she said it this way: the quality of our relationships determines the quality of our lives. For example, studies have shown that people who have strong social connections, they tend to live longer and have better physical, mental health. My grandmother lived to be, my great-grandmother, she'll be 104 years old, 104. And her network of relationships was so strong. She had stress, she had strife, she had stuff that went on in her world just like us. But her family network was so strong, she made it through. I don't know about you, but I'd like to live to the full life that God has intended for me. Full of love, full of connection, intimacy, the ability to communicate and be understood and heard. Oh man, being sick can be the loneliest place in the world. But if you have a strong network of family and friends and church community, how about a relationship with the Master? Come on, somebody. Most important one we could have. I don't know what people would do and how they get along not believing in God when the tough stuff comes, that you can just get on your knees and just hand it on to Jesus, hand it over to the Lord. Say, it's too much for me to carry. Let's let the Father carry it. On the other hand, by being isolated or lacking social support, it can lead scientifically, medically, the studies are there. It can lead to health problems. Some people are so burnt out and bitter, they're shot out on people and life, they just want to hide away. They've shut themselves off because they've been hurt so many times. They don't want to be hurt again. I understand that. They've moved into this place of depression and anxiety has overrun them. And that leads to serious health problems, folks. We were not meant to be alone. So how can we nourish our relationships as part of our primary food? It can involve a variety of things. Spending quality time with loved ones, you know. Make it a point to have a date night with your significant other. Make it a point to build a routine with your kids. Hey, every week we're going to go to mama's house and have lunch after church. I don't have time to spend with my significant other or my friend. Yeah, you do. Get up a little earlier and decide you're going to move together and take a walk around the block and practice some good communication skills. Go to church. Come on. Go to church. Seek out some social support. Somebody says, oh, I need to find a companion. Yeah? Where are you going to find them? Are you going out at all? I said to a friend, go to church. God will bring you a woman there. He said, I'm not going to go to church to find a woman. Well, why not? The world's going to the bar to find them. Nothing wrong with, I'm not judging nobody here. I'm just saying that you got to get out there and connect with people. You got to have these social relationships. And by the way, I like to practice the law of addition and subtraction when it comes to having relationships. I mean, we got to set some healthy boundaries and maybe let go of some relationships that are no longer serving what it is that God has for our lives. So we got to add to our life people that add to our life. And it might be time to reevaluate and subtract from our life folks that take from it. You know, ultimately the goal is to have a positive, supportive circle of relationships that help you understand in the tough times it's going to be okay, that you don't have to carry the burden alone. Nourishing ourselves, primary food, with healthy relationships can have the such a big overall impact on health and our well-being. There's a psychiatrist, Robert Waldinger. He's the director of Harvard studies in the area of adult development, and smart guy, and declared, if you will, that social connections are so good for us that the opposite is that loneliness kills. He said it this way: it's as powerful as the social connections, the importance of them, and the opposite of having them is as powerful as if smoking or alcoholism would have on us physically. Whew! I hope you're enjoying this. I really do. I could talk on this one topic of primary food for an entire hour. If you're just tuning into the program, this is Zoe Today. I'm Damon, and I want to welcome you to the show. We're here each day at this same time, and we also stream online to various platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk, our websites, damondavis.com, zoetoday.com. And next week, we're going to start continuing what I call our live after show, which is a continuation of our live program where we allow you to get your questions answered. You have a chance to interact with me and our guest here. And we do this on a digital platform. And we bring my expert guest on. And you don't want to miss the show because you can ask the questions you have from me or one of my doctors or one of my experts in a number of fields of study, finance, relationships, spirituality. You'll have that opportunity to ask them the questions you want to get answers to. Okay, so we've been talking about primary food. Again, it's not the food that you eat with your mouth. It's actually something that feeds your soul and makes you feel happy and fulfilled in your life. And it's so important because it includes things that are way before the plate in front of you. Family, activities, finances, a sense of purpose, connections in the community. And the importance of relationships, which we were just talking about, is so critical as one aspect of primary food that if you don't understand the right people in your life and getting the right people in your life, and getting the wrong people in your life out of your life, I'm telling you that you could eat well and you could exercise well, and yet the stress and the anxiety that is in your life because of the wrong relationships can literally turn good food into bad. What do you mean? How many of us have an overwhelming amount of stress in our life because of toxic people or toxic relationships? And if you're not careful, you actually convince yourself that some of these toxic folk are good for you. Stress is a silent killer. Stress associated with toxic relationships causes something called inflammation in your body. It causes something called rising of cortisol levels. Inflammation is a precursor to sickness and disease. And cortisol levels that will rise when you're in a fight or flight moment, when your lizard brain is taken over because you've just got through another fight with somebody who's toxic, who's part of creating a toxic environment, those cortisol levels will literally cause your body to hold on to the fat you're trying to get rid of. So you can be a vegan and you can run 3 miles a day and you can be therefore eating well and exercising well, and yet be surrounded by toxic thinking, toxic type of moving folk, or the absence of those key relationships, the absence of love, the absence of intimacy, connection, the absence of somebody to talk to work this thing out in life, the absence of knowing you can talk to God and lay your cares upon Him, the absence of or the wrong of will cause stress and anxiety that will literally turn that great vegan diet into toxicity in your body. We could do an entire seminar for 2 days on the value proposition of right relationships and the value proposition of eradicating your life from the wrong ones. But you just got a small scratch here. I want you to tune in tomorrow. We're going to hit primary food topic number 2. It's going to be really important that you're here. Really important that you're here. Tomorrow's primary food is spirituality. But I'm going to unpack it like you've never heard it before. I'm Damon Davis, and I want to thank you for being on today's show.
There's never been a better time to lose those extra pounds and gift yourself a healthier life. Zoe's team of weight loss experts is proud to offer Zoe 60, an easy-to-follow, complete lifestyle program. Not only will the program help you lose weight and keep it off, but it's designed specifically to help you balance your spirit, soul, and body.
The program that we put together puts you in a place to heal yourself, and it doesn't take long for you to see the benefits of that.
Call now to set up a remote consultation with our wellness coaches. They will walk you step by step through this life-changing program online, and you can lose up to 30 pounds or more in just 60 days and vastly improve your overall health.
The Z60 program was really life-changing for me. I lost a total of 22 pounds in the first 40 days. Everyone wanted to know how I did it.
Well, I've had these pants in my closet for over 3 years, actually. Now I'm wearing them. Look at my thighs, you know? I'm loving it.
Call right now and your initial consultation, normally valued at $100, will be absolutely free. You now have no more excuses not to get started on your overall health journey. Call now.
Hey, I hope you've enjoyed today's program, and I want to encourage you to be with us tomorrow. Connect with us at zoetoday.com and find out all the wonderful things that we're doing here. And I hope to see you on tomorrow's show. It's been so good, hasn't it? We'll see you then.
That's a problem, Mac, that I set up, so I have to take that part of it out.
Perfect. We're out. Fine.
How was it?
Great. Amazing. That was great.
Yeah. Well, I never got to part 2 in that.